Hello, everyone. It is Terry Dwayne Ashford. I'm coming in and getting things started for you on a positive note on this Saturday, April 30th at 4:42 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, looking at bringing to you, for you, and about you the updates at the Madrid Open in Madrid, Spain. Now, what we are looking at right now is, before we go there, let me make sure you understand that you're hearing the voice of Terry Dwayne Ashford from Street Now Sports, tennis specifically, swapping headgear from hat to let's say a wrap. Today, we're wrapping this today. From a hat, the baseball field, to a wrap. I'm Terry Dwayne Ashford, all for you. We are coming in right now, bringing you some updates at the Mutual. Yeah. Madrid Open in Madrid, Spain. Yeah, this is day three reporting for tennis, specifically Street Now Sports. And I, myself, your chief broadcaster, your tennis commentator, is coming in here directly with you, for you, and about you, bringing it to you like you want it, like you asked for, and now, like you got it. Now, our own Margaret Chiduru is going to come in and provide us with the stats for today of day three there at the Madrid Open in Madrid, Spain. But before we go there, I thought I would come in and show my I'm going to show my voice here with you, for you, and about you. Let you know I'm here. That I'm handling the whole thing here for you. As Margaret Chiduru has, like we've mentioned here, has been appointed to chief reporting staff. It's making sure that you are being served in the best way possible with the most accurate information from the Madrid Open in Madrid, Spain, for tennis, specifically Street Now Sports, that media win company, all for you, on the direction, in the car. See that guy, Terry Dwayne Ashford, showing you this is how we serve you. This is how we love you. Here, Street Now News, Street Now Sports, from room 347, all for you. Margaret Chiduru is going to come in and provide us with the win and losses of day two, and today is day three. But in the meantime, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going down the list right now and looking at the wonderful matches that are currently on the court as we are speaking. We're looking at Coco Gauff of America, the seeded number 14, is currently on the court right now in a battle having taken the first set, 6-1, and having lost the second set 6-2, currently in a battle of her round the 32 match there at the Mutual Madrid Open. She's currently down 2-3, and she is serving at this particular point. We're looking at other matches on the court right now, if there are any that are currently in play right now. Well, right now that is appears to be the one that we want to talk about in play. In the meantime, we're gonna have coming up for you directly after this Margaret Chiduru, who will provide us with the wins and the losses of day two. Now, we did a very, very quick analysis on yesterday of some of the losses that we mentioned for the that were considered to us notable losses, and we want to highlight that Sloane Stephens fell yesterday in a two-set loss. So did American Madison Keys, who lost in a three-set loss. We had other notable losses on yesterday that included Petra Kvitova, who lost in a two-setter, and that is following the loss of the defending champion Arna Sabalenka, that went to a three-set loss. One last loss that we want to mention here is one that we've kind of liked, was big serving Karolina Pliskova of Czech Republic. There, she lost yesterday also in a two-setter. We gave a little analysis on what we thought about those losses there and why we called them notable losses. One, we look at the playing style of those individuals, and some of those individuals we have had high expectations of. And this particular loss, first, second round of this particular tournament kind of made it a notable loss. So we gave a little commentation on that from Terry Dwayne Ashford in room 347 as we discussed for you that the each individual loss. Now, one of the things that we did mention there was about a couple of players here. Karolina Pliskova, her playing style here. I'm looking at that as we look at also the playing style of Sloane Stephens there. They are big hitters, one shot. I'm not going to say wonders, one shot wonders, but they seem to hang on to or stalk for that one shot and go for it. But between that one shot that win them the point many times, they appear to be extremely, extremely lackadaisy. And that has caused questions regarding as to whether they really want to be there on the court or not. I, Terry Dwayne Asher, don't think that that has any type of impact or insight into whether they are actually wanting to be on the court. I think it's strategic in terms of how they're carrying out themselves between the shot that is being made as a rally and the shot that is going to win them the point. That is what I think. And in these two particular cases, we think that those particular shots has waiting to hit that one particular shot has dictated or reflected an image of I'm going to slowly massage it and get it when it comes. And that is what we're talking about today. We're also looking at the match there and the notable loss, as we called it, notable loss of Madison Keys and Arna Sabalenka, that took it to three sets there. Big hitting, big play in there. We're glad that it went the distance and gave us a three-set match. And we're also, I'm not going to say we're glad, but we're happy to see a winner on the other side of the court. And it wasn't the winner that many expected, that where the experience would have dictated that particular individual to have won, but it was a winner, and it was a winner fair and square, where an opponent hit the right shot at the right time. It's where the brain and the mind on the tennis court came together with the physicality. And that is what we believe won the matches of those two matches there that we mentioned as notable losses. And those two notable losses that we're talking about right there is that one of the defending champion being knocked out in the first round, Arna Sabalenka, and also that one of the big hitting Madison Keys that was taken out by Greece's Maria Sakkari. Now, we just wanted to bring this up to you, as coming up next is going to be our own tennis, specifically chief reporting staff, Margaret Shududu, who will provide us with all of the, at least most of the winners and the losses of day two. And you are now with tennis, specifically Street Now Sports, Terry Dwayne Ashford, specifically for day three reporting of the Mutual Madrid Open. This particular reporting has been brought to you on Saturday, March, April 30th, 2022. I am Terry Dwayne Ashford, your chief broadcaster and also your tennis specifically commentator for this particular broadcast. Thank you so much for your listening ear.
I am Margaret Shududel, coming into this wonderful day three reporting of the Mutual Madrid Open being held in Madrid, Spain, on April 30th, 2022. I am starting with a matchup that seems to be closing out right at the beginning of this reporting. Yulia Putintseva of Kazakhstan is on court battling against America's teen sensation Coco Gauff of Atlanta, Georgia, USA. Score at the press of this reporting is 5-4 in the third set of the deciding set. Winners and losers of day two include: former number one shorty to be reckoned with Simona Halep took out the Latin beauty Spaniard Paula Badosa in two straight sets with a scoreline that was formidable. Now let us hear a tennis specifically inform you that Halep just recently took Serena's coach and hired him as her permanent coach, as announcements were made that the change was mutual between the coach Patrick Mouratoglou and Serena. Well, the coaching change seems to have done some wonders, as the former number one took out the number two seed. Let us remind you also that this is red clay, as the surface we are reporting about for this tourney. In another match, Ons Jabeur won and moves on to the next round in a 3-set win over her opponent. As did also Amanda Anisimova of America, who took out the defending champion Aryna Sabalenka in the first round match. Then the green clay champ of South Carolina's Credit One Charleston Open, Belinda Bencic, took out her opponent, who was the other Karolina last named Muchova from the same Czech Republic. Russian Ekaterina Alexandrova marched on into the next round, and so did another Czech Republic player Marie Buzková. Former world number 1 Victoria Azarenka, seeded number 15 for the Spaniard Extravaganza tennis exhibition, moved on, and the US Open current champion Emma Raducanu refused to fail this round of the tourney play by posting her win and will see herself into the next round of matches. And closing out for this day 3 reporting for tennis, specifically for Street Now Sports' Terry Dwayne Ashford, we have a winner of that match that was on court at the start of this report. Coco Gauff, the teen American, moved forward with a 6-4 win in the third set against her Kazakhstan-born opponent, Yulia Putintseva. For tennis, specifically for Terry Dwayne Ashford, operating out of room 347 of Extended Stay America Hotel Tyson's Corner of Vienna, Virginia, United States of America, I am Margaret Schududel. Tennis, specifically day 3 with Terry Dwayne Ashford, chief broadcaster of the Mutua Madrid Open on Saturday, April 30, 2022. Terry Dwayne Ashford begins day 3 broadcasting of the Mutua Madrid Open being held in Madrid, Spain, with myself, Margaret Schududel, coming up following the chief broadcaster as the chief reporting staff leadership of tennis, specifically Street Now Sports. Please enjoy the sound music by musical arranger Terry Dwayne Ashford in the background piece called Mix for You of Giovane Bruno Journey 7865 with Technology Inspiring Innovation 3914 for SN News Online CEO Terry Ashford. In this report, Terry Dwayne Ashford provided a tennis match analysis of the notable losses on day 2 of the tourney. I, Margaret Schududel, provided winners and losses as of day 3 reporting press time of day 2 match play. And Jose Hermelo Smith will be providing the Spanish reporting and interoperation for this segment. Again, I am Margaret Schududel. News writer and script for this segment was produced, managed, directed, and written by Terry Dwayne Ashford. Code, Margaret Schududel, day 3 for in with Terry Dwayne Ashford of room 347, Extended Stay America Hotel Tyson's Corner Vienna Virginia. Code H-12 divided by 89N. This report is by Margaret Schududel, finalized by Terry Dwayne Ashford, producer of room 347, ESA Tyson's Corner.
Well, hello again, everyone. It's Terry Dwayne Ashford. I'm coming in to thank you all for your listening ear and your viewing eye and your readership of staying with tennis, specifically Street Now Sports, in this third day reporting of the Madrid Open, Mutual Madrid Open, that has been held in Madrid, Spain. This particular report is coming to you from Terry Dwayne Ashford of room 347, Extended Stay America Hotel Tyson's Corner, on April 30th, Saturday, 2022. The time we're closing out this particular report, it's 5:46 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the United States of America. Thank you. Thank you once again for your listening ear.
Made a slight change at the very end of the programming. Music arranged has changed to a piece called Compositive Downtempo 11486 Mike Pro for SN News Online and Terry Dwayne Ashford. Coming up next is Jose Hermelo Smith reporting interpreting in Spanish for this host nation of Madrid, Spain production by Terry Dwayne Ashford.
I am Jose Hermelo Smith for Terry Dwayne Ashford Interpretation and Reporting Madrid Open 2022 following Margaret Schududel, who introduced this wonderful day 3 reporting of the Mutua Madrid Open being held in Madrid, Spain. On April 30, 2022, Yulia Putintseva of Kazakhstan that was on court battling against America's teen sensation Coco Gauff of Atlanta, Georgia, USA at the time of Margaret's reporting as lost. The scoreline at my press of this reporting is 6-4 in the third set of the deciding set, giving the match to Coco Gauff of America. Winners and losers of day to include former number one sorty to be reckoned with Simona Halep took out the Latin beauty Spaniard Paula Badosa in two straight sets with a scoreline that was formidable. Please let us here at Tennis specifically inform you that Halep just recently took Serena's coach and he read him as her permanent coach as announcements were made that the chance was mutual between the coach Patrick Mouratoglou and Serena. Well, the coaching chance seems to have done some wonders as the former number one took out the number two seed. Let us remind you also that this is red clay as the surface we are reporting about for this tourney. In another match, Ons Jabeur won and moves on to the next round in a three-set win over her opponent. As did also Amanda Anisimova of America, who took out the defending champion Arnia Sabalenka in the first round match. Then the green clay champ of South Carolina's Credit One Charleston Open, Belinda Bencic, took out her opponent, who was the other Carolina last Named Muchova from the same Czech Republic. Russian Ekaterina Alexandrova marched on into the next round, and so did another Czech Republic player Marie Bouskova. Former world number one Victoria Azarenka seeded number 15 for this Spaniard extravaganza tennis exhibition, moved on, and the US Open current champion Emma Raducanu refused to fail this round of the tourney play by posting her win and will see herself into the next round of matches. And closing out for this day 3 reporting for tennis specifically for StreetNow Sports Terry Duane Ashford, we have a winner of that match that was on court at the start of this report. Repeating that Coco Gauff, the teen American moved forward with a 6-4 win in the third set against her Kazakhstan-born opponent Yulia Putintseva. For tennis specifically for Terry Duane Ashford operating out of room 347 of Extended Stay America Hotel Tyson's Corner, of Vienna, Virginia, United States of America, I am José Hermalo Smith for Terry Duane Ashford Interpretation and Reporting Madrid Open 2022. Tennis specifically Day 3 with Terry Duane Ashford Chief Broadcaster of the Mutua Madrid Open on Saturday April 30, 2022 Terry Duane Ashford begins Day 3 broadcasting of the Mutua Madrid Open being held in Madrid, Spain, with Margaret Schududel coming up following the Chief Broadcaster as the Chief Reporting Staff Leadership of Tennis specifically StreetNow Sports. Please enjoy the sound music by Musicala Rainier Terry Duane Ashford in the background PSN News Online CEO Terry Ashford. In this report, Terry Duane Ashford provided a tennis match analysis of the notable losses on day 2 of the tourney. Margaret Schududel provided winners and losses as of day 3 reporting press time of day 2 match play. And, I, José Hermalo Smith am providing the Spanish reporting and interoperation for this segment. Newswriter and script for this segment was produced, managed, directed and written by Terry Duane Ashford. José Hermalo Smith for Terry Duane Ashford Interpretation and Reporting Madrid Open 2022 Code, FER, Spain, 11:00.
Well, providing you with the proper closing out, we are closing out this particular reporting on April 30th, Saturday, of the day 3 of the Madrid Open. That has been held currently right down in Madrid, Spain. I'm Terry Duane Ashford. Thank you so much for your listening ear and for staying with us. We want to congratulate.
I'm Terry Duane.
Wonderful job that Jose has done for us. The wonderful, wonderful job that Margaret is doing for us every single day. And we also want to thank one of our staff reporters who is not reporting in this particular segment. Here, Joshua Bangatone, who is with us, providing us with the optimum standards of reporting from tennis, specifically StreetNow Sports. Tweet Station News is where you can go and see us and be with us. I'm Terry Duane Nash, for your chief broadcaster, your tennis, specifically commentator, and also your CEO of TAT Media, Wilma Wayne Company, providing you with this programming today. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.